So today, as you will know, we are going to talk about connections. That can be many things. And right now, we are connecting here on 1-2 Radio, you and I, out there in the world. And beautiful listeners, I am so happy that you could be here. I am excited for today. This is Oliver. We are diving deep into the connections that we probably need to pay a little bit more attention to. And well, we don't have to pay attention to them, but as the world is changing, and as we are moving into different energies, and we'll talk more about that throughout the hour that you'll see, I will say this, that the connection that we often feel with each other is sometimes not really geared towards what it is that it could mean on a grander scale. But I think there is a potential there to lift each other up and see each other in a different light when we do connect, if that even makes sense. But that is what we're going to try to make sense of tonight with me and my guest. And as you settle in and I don't know, you get your beverage and sit somewhere very nice and you start listening, you'll may see and may understand, may hear something that resonate with you. I would suggest that if you feel like joining us over in the chat room, you do that so you can have more of an interactive experience. You don't have to. Of course you don't. But you could. Or just lean back and just listen to everything that goes on here on 1-2 Radio. As this little clip that I found that I'm going to play for you in just a moment before I bring my guest on. I would say that they talk about that connection is more than just the connection between a man and a woman. I would go so far as to say between a man and a woman, a man and a man and a woman and a woman, because it goes way beyond that as well. So as we dive deeper into this extraordinary way of just allowing ourselves to open up to what it is that we are calling connections, sit back and let's hear what this wonderful man has to say, that this clip that I found, and see if it resonates with you.
Did you know that a spiritual bond doesn't just limit itself to a spiritual connection between man and woman? It's much more than that, and that is the beauty of it. Picture yourself entering a stadium, and you suddenly notice someone, and then you just feel this undeniable connection. Looks like some script from a teen movie, right? It's not. It's a real thing, and those who have found their soulmate can attest to this amazing experience. It's an unknown force, a feeling that you need to get to know this person because, for some reason, they're really familiar. Trust your instincts.
And so, yes, you are listening to Oliver here on 1-2 Radio. And again, I'm so happy that you're here today, that you have tuned in. And we are going to talk about connections. That's sort of the main theme today. And somebody that I have a very deep connection with, which you may or may not know if you've looked at today's banner. No, we're not married yet. I've gotten a little carried away when I was sitting down doing that one. But welcome. I think I did get a chance to tell you how to get to the chat room. I think I did. I say it every single week, but it's over on Facebook. And if you haven't gotten over there yet, just put in 1-2 Radio, I believe it is. Anyway, I'll just explain it again. go to the ubuntu radio.com. Up in the left hand corner, you'll see a chat button. Click that, it'll take you over to Facebook, and that is where our chat room is. And come over, have a little bit more of an interactive experience with us, as we and then we can connect, because we're talking about connections. And I'm not promising you that I'll do more romantic banners with all of you. You know, that'll just be weird. I can only handle one at a time. So without further ado, Jamie, are you with me?
Oh, yes, I have been with you for a long time, and you know that. And I'm just laughing because the banner is so priceless. I remember taking that picture. And
that was a fun day.
That was a fun day. And we went to that children's park, and yeah. It was in California. And I had that hat. A silly hat. And and then we started taking, and as soon as I saw the proofs and I saw that one, I was like, oh God, people are going to think we're a couple.
Well, pretty much a lot of the pictures that we took that day.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, we're very good at looking like we are a couple.
You can see how much we love each other. So I think that's very sweet.
Well, it doesn't matter where we walk, where we run, what we walk into, like it just like I just like standing at the supermarket, you know, you're being called Mrs. Svensson, and it's sort of like and every time we out eating, you know, we only get one bill. We only get
one.
That's
true.
Funny enough, they always give you the bill.
Yeah, how does that keep happening? I'm trying to understand that one. She looks like she can afford it.
He looks like a bum. I mean, exactly. Poor woman, is that all she could afford? That's all she could find.
Bless her heart, she picked him up off the corner.
Exactly. Yeah, so he came in with a Viking ship, you know.
Oh, God.
Exactly. But isn't it funny, you know, how people sometimes just perceive other people's relationships without even asking, but they're just automatically, they just assume. I mean, it's very easy to assume with you and I, you know, because as I always say, you're not very good for my gay image, but
that's true.
But then again, you know, like that, I'm probably not missing out on anything. So so anyway, well, let's talk about connections, because there's so many different kinds of connections, right? I mean, I wanted to bring up connections this week, because I feel that there has been, over the past little while, I would even say over the past 4 to 5 years, there's been a disconnect between people. That in my opinion, there's no doubt that we have been divided into a couple of different groups, and it has been hard to find that connection between people over time, even within families and friends, etc. And it's without going into details, because we don't need to do that. But I just find it's a pity, because at the end of the day, you know, we are connected regardless of what's happening. There is that sense that, you know, we are made up of energy, right? And that will automatically connect us on some level. In the sense that, you know, we can sort of like tap into each other's energy forces if we really wanted to. I mean, it's almost telepathy, right?
For sure.
And I wonder how we can sort of like rebuild that connection between us as we are walking around on this planet, because there's strength in numbers. And I think that, you know, as you and I probably agree on, that the energies on this planet, they are really shifting very fast. And there is definitely some sort of ascension going on. And I think it's more important that we lift each other up than stay apart, and not being able to hold each other's hands and and rise above what it is that needs to happen in this moment in order to get into sort of the next dimension, so to speak, if we want to use fancy words like that. But get there, but get there together. Because I think we are actually, whether we like it or not, and we can stay behind, but that's fine. But I think it would really benefit us if we managed to actually take that leap or rise together into that next level, you know, or up to that next level. I don't know your thoughts on that.
I absolutely love where you're going with this because it's so multi-layered. And mm-hmm. if you think about it, one of the things that we as human beings crave and value most is intimacy and connection. What you're talking about, that is connection. Yeah. But yeah. we're so afraid of it because we don't trust each other, because we don't trust ourselves, because we've been hurt. We've made stupid decisions when it comes to mm-hmm. relationships and things like that. And so there's so much repair. And really, the biggest thing, and Tatiana and I talk about this quite often, which, by the way, I'm giving a shout out. My daughter is fully licensed now as a therapist.
Congratulations.
Yay.
Like any of us has had any doubt that she ever would be. So.
I know, right? But we were talking the other day about how people just don't have the skills. And when you, a lot of times there's this stigma around talking to psychics and coaches and therapists and, you know, all this mental health stuff that is happening, spiritual woo-woo-ness, whatever. And really the reason to work with a professional like us and others like that in that profession is to gain the skills, because we don't have the skills to be able to communicate. Yeah. We don't have the skills to be able to trust and have that intimacy that we so much crave, you know?
Yeah. No, exactly. And it's so funny as you say that, because you're absolutely right. We do crave it, but oftentimes we don't trust it. But I also see it from the point of view we don't trust it, not just because we made mistakes, but also because we may have been glued a little too much to the glitter box or or to certain other things where, you know, suddenly you realize that there's another reality out there. But where, how can we connect with the people who actually, you know, maybe on the same wavelength as we are? And that could be as simple as, you know, suddenly you wake up from the world you're living in and say, no, I actually believe in higher powers, for instance, you mm-hmm. know. And but how do I now, how do I suddenly connect with people who are like-minded? You know, I've certainly have had clients who've suddenly had these epiphanies where they look at the people they used to hang out with who are so not on their wavelength anymore. And they ask me, you know, Oliver, but where do I go on and find my new community? Where do I go and find my new family, so to speak? And as I always say, I mean, they're out there. It takes effort, you know, to find them. But I think that that's one of those things where I believe that if you put the effort out there, they'll show up.
Absolutely. I have somebody, you remind me of someone that I was talking to the other day who, you know, craves this connection, wants really deep, meaningful conversation. Well, they're paying me for my time, right? So we'll go deep. We'll go as deep as you want when we're talking and all that. Yeah. But it's limited, you know, 30 minutes, an hour, whatever. Whereas, you know, this person, individual, wants it on a regular basis, but they're unwilling to put themselves out there to connect. Yeah, and you really can't put yourself in a double bind like that. No,
it's not. Yeah, it's I mean, it's not to say that they're not going to suddenly show up on your doorstep and knock on your door. I mean, it could happen. I mean, but you may have to sit around and wait for a long time before that right. happens. That's sort of like a little bit of like an oxymoron, you know. I want to connect with people, but I don't want to do anything about it. No, you got to, I mean, besides having, but that goes with anything in life, so to speak, you know, if there are anything you want in life, it's great to sit there and wish for it, you know, but you also have to participate in the transformation of it or the attraction of it, you know, it's for the most part anyway. I mean, the same thing, if you want a partner or if you want a romantic partner, you can sit there and visualize it and have vision boards as much as you want. But if you never open the door and go outside, the likelihood of you actually meeting somebody is really not
that great. But well, unless it's the plumber who comes by when your pipes they burst, you know, you never know.
Right. You know? Well, as we know, the thing about getting out and circulating, and this doesn't have to be like, okay, I'm going to go to a meet and greet kind of thing. It's what is it that you're interested in most, right? And then go and let's just say you're interested in food. All right, well, join a meetup group that has that specializes in dining, you know, and just go and enjoy the food or take a cooking class. You never know.
I was about to say cooking class. Yeah.
It doesn't have to be anything extravagant where it's like, oh, I have to do the dating site. No, you don't. You just find something you're interested in. And what that does too is it brings out the best in you because you're learning or doing something that you that energizes you.
You know? Exactly. Yeah. That's part of the way, you know, and it's true because I even think about if you like hiking.
Yeah.
Join a hiking group, you know, just a way to connect, you know, I just find it funny as you're saying that, you know, we express what we want, but we're not willing to participate in getting it, you know. I think maybe we've been taught way too much the wrong steps in the law of attraction, you know, that just sit down and visualize it and you'll get it, you know. I think they missed a few steps, but I also see the connection, you know, from that higher point of that. We, as I said, I really feel that we are ascending, right? And we're going to need to connect on such a different level because I see everything shifting in our world. And things are not going to be done. We're not going to do things the same way anymore as we used to.
That's right.
Things are really very quickly taking a different flavor, so to speak. And I'm talking anywhere from the way that we just meet each other. Also the I think the whole medical business, I think, is going to shift. I think the educational system going to completely shift. I think that's going to be, and it's going to be on a such a much higher and more high frequency and higher diverse way of doing things in alignment with not so much about grounded in the materialistic way of doing things, but in the more of the holistic way of doing things. I could be completely wrong, but that is the vision I have.
Yeah, I'm following that vision. I think that you're absolutely right. And you know, talk about the different types of connections that are out there too, right? Because we know that AI is here to stay, progress is happening, machines, you know, all these, there's so many different things that are inviting us to connect on so many different levels. But we have those intimate connections, which is those really deep, meaningful, like ride or die kind of people in our lives and the connections that we have. We have relational connections, which is the people we just see maybe through work on a regular basis, or we're relating, we're not as intimate, or we don't go as deep into details of our lives with them, right? Then we have the collective connection, like you're talking about, where, you know, we're connecting on a more community global level. We share maybe a membership or organizational thoughts with, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Casual relationships, team connections. So there's so many different types of connections that are out there. And you have to find the ones that energize you, I feel, and the ones that are the most meaningful. But again, it goes back to, you know, do we have the skills to be able to nurture those connections? And here's a perfect example. Before you and I connected today to record, you were asleep. You were taking a nap. And
yeah.
and that's okay. No, that's great. I love naps.
No. Yeah, me too.
And I pinged you and you just happened to look at your phone. Well, here's the thing. You and I know this. Energy is everything. Everything is energy. And so my thought process, before I even dinged you on the phone, my thought sent an energy wave to you, even while you were napping. And you said, I just woke up. I don't know why. I just happened to wake up. Yeah, because my thoughts do carry some energy. So there is a certain element of law of attraction there, right?
Yep.
There's a certain power to our thoughts, but there also has to be intention and emotion and all these other things that come along with it.
Absolutely.
So I say that to say that, yeah, we're learning how to connect on a new, maybe it's not new, maybe a remembrance of how to connect.
Oh, I like that. I like that. Yeah, because it's not something that we haven't been able to tap into before. It's just that I right. think it's going to be so much more pronounced now than it has been in the past. And right. you're right. I was napping and well, the phone wasn't, I didn't say anything. I mean, there was no playing a ding,
it didn't
a dong.
Ding you. Yeah.
There was no dingly ding dong dong on my phone. So I just happened to wake up just in that moment. Also, it's a nap, you know. So, but I looked and I mean, and I was like, and I, as I saw your message, I was just like, damn, I missed it. And then I looked, oh, it's only been 1 minute. I was like, oh, phew, I have plenty of time. And, because I remember Thursday night, I experienced exhaustion I've never experienced before, and I just had enough. And quite frankly, I pulled the plug, so to speak. And I turned the phone off, the ringer and everything else. Mind you, I knew I did it. But I woke up, sounds really bad, but I went to bed 2 o'clock at night because I couldn't anymore. I was still working here and 2 o'clock, I couldn't anymore. I just threw the phone away almost, you know, and went to bed, turned the lights off. I woke up 5 o'clock the next day in the evening. And I looked at my phone and of course, you know, like it was practically, it was burning red from all these messages that was there because I hadn't heard them. And I was like, why didn't I hear it? And then I realized, oh, you turned the ringer off. And which was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
It was
mm-hmm.
so fantastic because I managed to get, I managed to finally get rest.
Good. Good.
And it's like, mind you, that has sort of followed me the whole weekend. Just like, because it's sort of like just lingering, you know, I guess there's a lot of rest there that I need. But it's also January, you know, it's kind of, and I'm in Toronto and it's gray.
It's
and
winter.
Cold and it's like, ugh, I don't want to go anywhere. But it's so interesting because all I did was I just went down by, you know, I went person by person and I just wrote them individually. I just said, I have to apologize, but my system said my system just said no go, and I managed to, you know, log it all down.
But you know what? I love that because even, you know, I can relate this back to connections is that you're trusting yourself, you're trusting your body, what it needs, you're listening to mm-hmm. it instead of forcing it. Instead of making yourself, you know, push through or whatever. And that kind of trust leads to staying connected to yourself. And, you know, we talk about connecting with others. It's very difficult to connect with someone else if we are disconnected from ourselves. If you hadn't shut down, if you hadn't given to yourself the time to rest and recharge and all of that, you couldn't really show up for another. And then it does make our connections inauthentic.
But that's exactly what it does. But which, of course, you know, when we are talking connection, is also our connection to ourselves.
Right.
Yeah. It's not always just outwards towards other people. It's also our connection to ourselves, which I think is actually the one that we forget the most.
Right. But that's also why we lose so much trust in other people, because we haven't checked in with ourselves first. Can I trust that I actually have the capability to be able to do this? And yeah. if I push myself through it, can I also trust that I'm not going to be giving 100% of myself here? And yeah. And again, this goes back to skills. That's where communication comes in. Hey, so-and-so, listen, I really want to be there for you right now, but I don't have the capacity. Can we just sit quietly? Maybe it's something like that, you know?
Yeah. No, and at the same time, you know, the reason why I decided to go one person at a time, you know, and there's some people who got a little bit offended. But then again, you know, I can only be honest and say, listen, I was spent. I mean, I had no more energy to give. and I needed to shut it all down. Yeah, I could have done that by saying, you know, be very prepared and say, I have to apologize in advance, but tomorrow I'm going to have to cancel because blah, 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 blah. I'm from Denmark. No.
It's a feed. Sorry. Old joke.
Yeah, old joke. Yeah.
I work for a Swedish company with a bunch of wonderful Swedes. I can make fun.
Yeah. And there's no cow in the ice. What are we talking about?
That's right.
But I was just like, but it's out of my hands. All I can do is I apologize. But I needed this, you know, and it's like, and no one knows when this is going to come on, you know, when it's going to sort of hit you, you know, and it does hit you out of the blue sometimes. And it did for me, you know. I've been on a lot lately, you know. I mean, mostly people don't see it because it's in the background, right? But I have a lot of things that I'm preparing that has sort of like a launch date. And it takes a lot of preparation in the background.
Right.
And for that, you know, I just I looked at my bed. I was just like, I was basically sitting on my office chair, and I was just, my eyes were just like, I was sitting falling asleep in my chair, and I was just like, okay, enough.
Yes, you have to know your limits.
Yeah, enough. And I didn't expect to sleep more than 12 hours, but that's a different story.
Everybody requires something different. I remember it was this weekend or last week. Anyways, one recently, I think I slept 9 hours. I hardly ever sleep 9 hours.
Wow.
You know? Yeah. But when the body needs it, the body needs it. And it goes back to, you know, connecting to our biorhythms. You know, we talk about it's winter time here in the Northern Hemisphere. Here we are. Oh, it's after the first of the year. We got to push, push, push. Got all these goals to start working towards, you know, all this sort of thing. It's like, it's winter. Pace yourself. Go quiet. Take your time. Hibernate. You know, don't go out if you don't feel like going out. Stay put, you know?
Yeah, no, exactly. And I, for some reason, you know, it's hilarious because I've been here in Toronto basically since May last year. And I didn't, like, the past 2 months, maybe, like, people that go, oh, you're in Toronto? I thought you were in Denmark. I was like, really? Okay, I realize I'm not the easiest person on the planet to keep up with. But and then suddenly when people found out that I'm actually here, they're now suddenly, they come out of the woodworks and they're pulling at me from right, left, and center. And I was like, oh, well, I mean, I guess I should also sort of, you know, keep my relationships up, those connections up as well, right? But you talk to somebody who wants to be in bed by 9:30 or 10 o'clock, which I rarely do, but I do close the door and I shut down in the sense that I just want to be on my own and do my own stuff, you know, work on my stuff and stuff like that. So it's not about just going to bed. It's just about, you know, when it's 9:30, 10 o'clock, you know, please don't ask me out, you know. So, and for some reason here in Toronto right now, people get together at 9 o'clock. And I'm like, but what?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, you want to come out and meet for a drink? Or do you want to come over and hang out for a bit? I'm like, 9 o'clock? Really? Can we do Skype?
Yeah, that's my witching hour. I tend to stay put to that time of night, but that's just me.
No, it's, I'm going, what? I mean, I could understand if it was Mexico, you know, where it's nice and warm when you go outside, you know, and, you know, you can afford going out. You already had a nap. It was siesta, you know, it was hot. You went to bed. You couldn't be outside and you go have, you know, you go have a nap. And
well, you know what? Something else, you know, leading back to the connection thing is that you can still connect with somebody without actually physically talking with them, you know, or sitting in their presence or whatever. And that's what I mean by our thoughts have energetic substance to it, That's the word, substance. It's there's something tangible about it. And I personally love to astral travel. Some people aren't familiar with that, but astral travel is another way to connect. Just got to be careful you're not a peeping Tom, but you know.
Well, only you would know that. Only you would know that if you are.
Exactly. But you know, your intentions drive it.
From now on, I think I'm just going to keep my clothes on. Never know when Jamie's going to stand there in the corner and I'm going to, I don't feel I'm alone right now.
Think I'm alone now. Yes. But I mean, there's certainly other ways to be able to connect. I mean, you think about our work, you know, as a intuitive psychic, we can actually tune into somebody's vibration and be able to pick up what they're thinking and feeling. And I mean, it's not 100%, don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to make us out to be like that, but I mean, we're good. We're really good. But anyways, there's that connection that you can make by somebody's name. Remember, your name is the greatest spell ever cast. So oftentimes I'll ask for a first name. If somebody's like, hey, can you tap into my brother? What's his first name? And we, once that happens, oh, okay. And so now I'm feeling this vibration, these colors, these sights, these sounds, whatever. And so you can connect that way. So, and you think about it, like, and I love technology for this reason. You can connect by a text message. I'll give an example of my parents and I have a good relationship now. It's been up and down throughout my entire life, and now we have a really good relationship. But there are many times where if I did connect with my parents, like physically on a regular basis, I could talk to my dad for hours. I mean, it's just the way he is. He talks and talks and talks. And I just don't have the time often. And I don't always have the energy, because I have to be in the right mindset to have certain conversations with them. And so instead, I was wrestling around with this. And I was like, wait a minute, I can always text them. Why am I struggling over not communicating at all versus, hey, I'm just thinking about you guys. I love you. It's been busy. Sorry, I can't really talk much right now.
Yeah.
And so that's another way, just to let somebody know I'm thinking of you. It helps to nurture that connection that's there. But like when you, these last few days, when you've been down and out, or down for the count, if you will, those of us who know you, who love you, who keeps our expectations with Oliver's allowed to be human too, don't get offended because you're taking care of yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes it's okay to be human, I suppose. Yeah. But see, you take them. But then again, you know, also takes the people really that they know you, you know, in order to sometimes keep up with you. But it also comes with the territory of keeping your connections going, so to speak.
Yeah. Yeah.
And and I mean, like, I've in the past have not always been the best at like what you just you know, your parents, you gave that as an example that you can text and say, listen, hey, hello, I don't have time to talk right now, but that way, that's a way of keeping the connection alive. You know, I mean, I know that you have been very good lately. I mean, you, like, out of the blue, I get a text just to let you know I still love you. I was like, well, like, I had any doubt that you did, but
exactly.
No, but it's nice just to that recognition, you know, to say that, all right, I popped up on somebody's radar.
Yeah.
And it doesn't always have to be these long-winded discussions and text, you know, because they can also take a lot. Oh, God, they can be so frustrating. I know I do a lot of voice-to-text, but sometimes when you do that, it doesn't even know what you're talking about. And I'll look back and see what I'm saying. I'm like, that's not what I said. And then typing, you know, that can be even more frustrating because I can never hit the – when I hit the A, I hit the Q, and I don't know. It's just frustrating.
I personally love voice-to-text and then sending it as it is without editing, because it just makes me laugh, because half of the shit that comes out and autocorrect and all that, I'm like, oh, yeah, let them – I get so many question mark, what are you talking about from people that –
It would be nice to hear like just how the listeners, how they actually you know, how their thoughts, what their thoughts on connection, that is, you know, and keeping keeping connected all the time, not all the time, but keeping connection. Because I, as I said before, I really believe that it's going to get to a point where it's going to get more and more important in a sense, but maybe not, it's not going to have the same look that it has had in the past. It's going to look differently.
Right.
Yep. I think also we're going to step into a time when we're going to start remembering who we really are.
Yeah.
And the connection that we carry together.
Absolutely. Well, I remember when I decided to turn my intuitive gifts into a business, that was the foundation, was let's remember. I want to help you remember who you are. Who you are, where you're from, what you do well, why you do it, you know, and this remembrance that we just keep returning to, where it's like, and the nice thing about the remembrance is it tells us we're not separate. We come into this world, we have this awakening going, oh my God, I've been separated from the cosmic, you know, the place I call home, or the collective, or love, or whatever you want to call the universe. It's like, no, we're not. We're never separated. We're just in this human experience, but that connection to this place that we call home, it lives right inside of us.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it does. It absolutely does. And it even though sometimes it doesn't feel like it does, but it does. We are connected to something much higher. And I think that it's going to be an interesting era we are actually stepping into at the moment, because it as I said, it is like veils are going to come down, you know, like a lot of things are going to be exposed beyond our current reality here in this moment, and we'll see deeper into what's going on. In my opinion, it's if we decide to follow the energies and the ascensions and all that, if we decide to follow that, I mean, if we choose to stay back and not move, I'm not certain we're going to see that. But if you decide to, I'm not scared. I'm going to follow this energy, and I'm going to move with it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, as I talk about progress, I'm like, you can either get along with progress and walk beside it, or lay down and become a speed bump and get run over. So, yes, don't you like my dark analogy? There you go.
I'm just like, all right, well, you could just.
It's going to happen. The bottom line is it's going to happen one way or the other. It's just a matter of.
You couldn't just be a pebble on a beach, right? No, we have to be a speed bump.
Well, I always say a pebble on the beach is very sweet. But progress, this one say, if you resist it, it's going to be painful, you know? So don't resist it. Just walk beside it. And so when all these reveals and we go deeper.
Sorry. It's just, I could just see, damn, there's a lot of speed bumps, man.
Yep, it's a very bumpy road for some of us.
But so tell me this. But so how do you think we're going to recognize it?
Well, you know what's interesting? I'll answer your question, but not directly. hey, Mars is retrograde in Cancer. I can be passive aggressive.
It's hysterical because, you know, like when I was down for the count on Thursday, I went to the Temple of Those Who Know. I visited, you know, to get some answers. And as the funny part is that you go to the Temple of Those Who Know, the only thing they will tell you nothing. Because you already know yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah, anyway.
But to answer your question indirectly, I believe that there'll be a small, maybe a larger group, but there will be a group of people that won't recognize it even when it's in their face. Because they refuse to. Now, those of us who are open-minded, who have said, okay, maybe there is something more out there than I knew about, embracing new concepts, new ideas, aliens, the truth behind what's really going on in our organizations and governments and things like that. Yeah, I think the way it gets received is going to be, I think, a little bit of shock and awe at first, because you think about it. I've had this experience, and I know a few other people that have, and maybe you too, Oliver, about how you believed in something for so long and you realize that it's a lie. One day you wake up and you go, oh my God, everything I thought about this is a lie. Well, there's grief then that shows up, because you're having to grieve or let go of something that you held on to for so long as your reality. And there's the shattering that happens to the reality, right? And so there's that shock and disbelief, and then there's the anger, and then there's the maybe acceptance, maybe not. Maybe there's the sadness and depression. Maybe they're, you know, and then eventually get maybe to acceptance, you know? And so it just depends. That's my long-winded answer.
No, I agree with you completely, because I was just thinking as you were talking, because it is going down the rabbit hole. Like uncovering all those things, and for those who have lived in that whole belief system that has been, well, they only want the best for us, you know, like, and no, if they say it must be true, and that to realize that no, you may actually not have been told the truth for a long time, and then it suddenly opens up and it dawns for you. I mean, that can also be a shock to the system.
Complete
shock to the system. I mean, thank God, you know, I'm a good old conspiracy theorist, so nothing surprises me. You know, like,
people, you're just par for the course. It just goes right seriously.
You know what? It's just sort of like people, they actually make fun of my tinfoil hat. I said, yeah, and I'm damn proud of it, you know, and don't stay hands off. It's mine. Because I don't know. I mean, it comes down to critical thinking. You know, the minute it doesn't make sense to me, I have to challenge it. It's just who I am. I've always been that way. I mean, if it doesn't make sense, it doesn't make sense.
Right.
And I can't just sit, oh, because some person says, you know, like, because they say, you know, like, well, I'm a scientist or I'm an expert. I'm like, yeah, well, so what? I mean, do you know, like, a science? So science in translated to Danish is videnskab.
Videnskab, like landscape?
No, videnskab. Like. Well, if you translate it back into English, it's actually translated back into English, and it actually means knowledge created.
That's cool.
Yeah, but think about it, like, then you can create anything.
Of course. See, and that's why people may not like my phrase, but they're like, what do you believe in? I said, everything and nothing. I believe in everything. I believe everything I see is a part of my reality, but I also know there's a true nature of that reality, which is somewhat unseen. But when I see the true nature, it's not solid. It's not what this is. It changes constantly. Everything's in energies in motion, constantly changing and aging. And we're always 30 seconds behind the present moment and, you know, all that sort of thing. And then, you know, I believe in nothing at all, because what I believe in may not be true. It's true for me at the moment, but that could change.
Exactly, and it's so wild to think about it, is because, you know, in order to observe something, you know, the light has to hit your eye, you know, in order for you to see it, but then it's already in the past. So if I'm sitting talking to somebody right in front of me, they're already in the past, which is kind of wild thinking about it. But they really are. It might just be a tiny little millisecond, but they're in the past.
That's why I say we're always 30 seconds behind the moment.
Yeah, it all depends on, you know, how long it takes for the light to hit the eye, you know, before you observe something. And but then again, we also get into the quantum entanglement and everything else that seems to really be popping up right now more than ever.
Right.
Yeah. And I remember back from the good old days where we were all watching What the Bleep Do We Know, and when I was introduced to all of this, is that if you're not observing it, it doesn't exist.
Right.
Yeah. It has to be observed before it takes some kind of form, which is kind of wild.
But is that really true? How do we know it's not already taking form somewhere else because someone else observed it, just because I didn't observe it?
That's, well, I mean, that is being observed.
Right.
That's being observed.
Right. By what? By who? By, you know, I love going down these rabbit holes.
Oh, it could be the cockroach right over there in the corner.
Exactly.
Hi, how are you doing?
I prefer something a little nicer than that image, but okay. I'd like to know who manifested the cockroach for the first time. I will be to them. I'm telling you right
now.
That
was the it was just, you know, like in order to remind us all about resilience.
Oh, right. It gives me the heebie-jeebies. I don't care about resilience when I see a cockroach. I'm not thinking about resilience. I'm thinking about gross.
Well, I picked them up in my hands and I put them outside.
Okay, enough. Please, I'll let you be the cockroach killer.
I don't kill them. I save them.
Freer, the savior. Good.
Okay. Well, guess what?
Ian,
guess what?
Let's talk about connections.
I have a connection to cockroaches.
Apparently.
Geez, I can tell you, they don't bother me. Isn't that funny?
I'm so happy to hear that.
And you know how big they get in Mexico, right?
Okay, we're still talking about them. So, so I'm going to change my observation so that my reality does not include those buggers.
I can tell you, if there was a nuclear war tomorrow, they survive. We won't.
Oh, that is true. That is true.
Those little buggers, they'll survive. They might come back with three eyes or four eyes, but of 500 wings, I don't know. Anyway, you know, but it is interesting how we're moving into different aspects of life here now, and I really believe there are different portals that are opening up for us to pass through if we choose to.
Absolutely.
In order to see the world in a different light. And also, and I think actually it's happening for us to, you know, thrive in these new times, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, you think about, so there's a group of people who also talk about dimensional travel, going through different dimensions, right?
Yeah.
And that's not a new concept. It's just, it's been somewhat taboo for a long time. But if you think about it, I mean, there's, like, we know life is so layered, multidimensional. So we can connect and travel through these multi dimensions on a regular basis. It's a matter of bringing it back into, does the 5D dimension, for example, support the 3D? Does the 3D support 5D? Can you connect with someone in that five dimensional reality and bring it back into the 3D? Right.
Well, that depends on whether you can actually observe the 5D from a 3D perspective, you know. And if you find a way into the 5D dimension and you look back, and then you can see the 3D, but can you go back into the 3D dimension and then see the 5D? I have no clue. We'll find out.
Yeah. Yeah. That's I love it. I definitely feel like that's where we're headed.
I mean, we'll figure out where we all go, where we're all going, you know, and what it all means, and where we are actually at the end of the day going to end up. I don't think we're going to end up anywhere, to be honest. I think it's going to continue.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I mean, it's the infinite, right? It is the infinite. It's the beginning and the end at the same time. It's ongoing.
Right.
Which sometimes can be really hard to wrap your mind around, because it is kind of mind-boggling to think that anything can continue all the time, and has no end.
Well, I mean, I have the belief, and I believe you do too, that everything is energy, and energy cannot be created or destroyed. It just is.
Yeah,
it just continues. Is. Yeah.
And since we are energy,
right,
we will continue. Right.
We will.
We'll just take a different
form.
Well, yeah, exactly. We're just occupying these finite bodies for the time being.
Right.
These are spacesuits, as I like to call them, because in reality, we are actually, you know, flying through
we're
the
traveling.
Universe. We're traveling on a spaceship, right?
Yep. Yeah, we are. A spaceship called Earth.
One of the biggest ones.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, it's not that big if you look at other planets, right? But
sure. Well, it's the ones that we know are inhabited. Yes.
Well, that's true. I mean, that's pretty much only this one. But then again, we can never know what the other planets they are actually capable of. Maybe their technology and they're so advanced that right. we can't see that they are inhabited, right? I mean, remember everything that we assume, we only assume from our own standpoint what it is that is what kind of an environment that can sustain human life.
Right.
We're not thinking beyond that
right.
It could have been if, like elsewhere, it could have been involved way beyond that, and it can sustain so much more.
Well, you know, I'm all about multiverses, and I know you are too.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a universe, one version of planets and stars and whatever, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no, I totally believe in multiverse. I find it very I just think you're not giving yourself a chance to see a bigger, broader picture if you only think that this is the only thing that exists.
Exactly.
I mean, I don't mind that people think that, but I just say, like, how this is the same thing. You have a choice, you know. I mean, you can choose to see life as mundane, but you can also choose to see it as magic, right?
That's right.
And for the most part, I'd rather look at life as it's magic.
Right. Same.
Yeah.
And I look at it as a grand experiment.
Well, it is an experiment mm-hmm. on so many different levels, but it is an experiment because we're right in it, right?
That's right.
And we are uncovering a lot of truths as each day go by. And with that, you know what, sweetheart? We're actually at the end of our little connection here. Only on air. I mean, like,
I was gonna say, we're done with this connection, but not
we're done with
connection.
This connection. I just want to let everyone so no, Jamie and I, we're not married because of the banner, you know, just no. Jamie, my little,
yes.
my little sister. I was about to say, maybe you're my bigger sister. Who knows? I don't know how all this works anyway. But well, we are planning on seeing each other soon in the flesh.
Yes.
So besides that, what's coming up? What have you got going on?
Well, you know, you can find me at 1-2 Listen, 1-2 Radio. I'm going to actually be changing my radio show day and time. I'm going to be coming on after you guys, you and Raven.
Oh, nice.
And, yeah. And I'm in the process of reinventing the show a little bit and wanting the emphasis to still be somewhat on relationships, but also more about talking about everything and anything that is off color, taboo, whatever, not
it's
offensive.
Late.
Not...
It's late night. You could be
it
dirty.
Yeah. Yeah. I can talk about anything. So gathering topics and guests for that. And so super excited about that.
I love that. I so do love that. And so we are, well, I can't wait. I mean, like, because Raven and I, we have this thing, you know, we do 3-hour radio, sometimes, well, 2-hour radio. We like to do these marathon, you know, live, you know. So maybe one day you can play with us.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
For sure.
Seriously, we'll just, that'll be quite funny. You didn't have like 3 hours there and get it all. Oh, man, there's so much we can do with radio today.
Yes.
So, yeah.
I love it.
Thank you so much.
I love
much
it.
For
and thank
here.
You for having me. Yeah.
Well, of course. Of course. I mean, I think that once in a while, you know, it's just nice to just have you back here so we could catch up and also. Well,
thanks for waking up for me.
You know, I'd do anything for you.
Yes.
And everyone out there, thank you so much for you have been listening to Oliver and Jamie, obviously, was my guest. And I will be back next Wednesday. You can find me over on 1-2 Listen Daily. And yes, you can also find me over at Instagram at Wellness Beyond Intuition. I have lots going on. It is a new era and Wellness Beyond is taking on a different shape. And you'll be able to encounter the Sea of Valhalla, the gatekeepers, the Temple of Those Who Know, and, you know, New Moon Meditations. I mean, there's so much going on that I'm even getting, maybe I should go to sleep again, because I'm getting exhausted just talking. But before I let you go, then I just want you to say hi to our friends over at Cosmic Renewal.
Within you resides an entire universe, a galaxy of dreams, strength, and possibilities. No matter how dense the nebulas of doubt, your light always pierces through, always rises. Every challenge you face is a star you forge with your courage, a reminder that chaos also creates beauty. You are more than matter and time. You are energy that transforms, willpower that transcends. The spark of eternity pulses within you, an echo of the cosmos inviting you to expand, to rise. Remember, there is no horizon you cannot reach, because you don't follow the path of the stars. You are the one who creates them.